But in the first term alone, Bush issued at least 435 signing statements, many noting his concept of a unitary executive. Such signing statements convey a president's view toward the law and his own power. Bush's use of the term unitary executive, according to Van Bergen, is merely a code word for a doctrine that favors nearly unlimited executive power. In Bush's view, and the view of his administration, that doctrine gives him license to overrule and bypass Congress or the courts, based on his own interpretations of the Constitution, even where that violates long-established laws and treaties, counters recent legislation that he has himself signed, or, as shown by the recent developments in the Padilla case, involves offering a federal court contradictory justifications for a detention, Van Bergen wrote. Charlie Savage, writing in the Boston Globe, said Bush is the first president in modern history who has never vetoed a bill, thus giving Congress no chance to override his judgments. In late 2007, Bush's veto of a $23 billion water resources bill, critics claimed was laden with pork projects, was overridden by both the House and the Senate, making the first time in a decade that Congress passed legislation over a president's veto. Bush often invites the bill's sponsors to signing ceremonies, at which he lavishes praise upon their work. But Savage noted, then, after the media and the lawmakers have left the White House, Bush quietly files signing statements, official documents in which a president lays out his legal interpretation of a bill for the federal bureaucracy to follow when implementing the new law. The statements are recorded in the Federal Register. In his signing statements, Bush has repeatedly asserted that the Constitution gives him the right to ignore numerous sections of the bills, sometimes including provisions that were the subject of negotiations with Congress in order to get lawmakers to pass the bill. Van Bergen took particular note of Bush's signing statement while he was signing into law legislation curtailing torture on prisoners. When President Bush signed the new law, sponsored by Senator John McCain, restricting the use of torture when interrogating detainees, he also issued a presidential signing statement, said Van Bergen. That statement asserted that his power as commander-in-chief gave him the authority to bypass the very law he had just signed. Portland State University law professor Philip Cooper told newsmen Bush and his legal team spent the past 5 years quietly working to concentrate ever more governmental power in the White House. There is no question that this administration has been involved in a very carefully thought-out, systematic process of expanding presidential power at the expense of the other branches of government.